We start at Siman Nun Vav, which is the halachas of Kaddish. Very interesting halachas, some of them not so well known. Some of them are, I think, chidushim, but all of them very important. So let us start with Siman Nun Vav. Maybe there's just a practical point. I have again the parents' evening this week, so we'll have to cancel again Tuesday. However, what I would like to do, and I'm not committing, but I would like to Bli Neda, try to make an audio in advance. So that we don't really lose that share. Yeah, so we don't fall. Yeah, is that a mahalach? Yeah, because we are a little bit behind and I don't want to fall even further behind. Yeah, is that a mahalach? Is that an option? Yeah? Okay, so maybe we'll do that. Okay, so let us start again from Siman Nun Vav. It is very interesting that the poskim mentioned the importance of Kaddish, and it really seems from the early poskim, it seems that it's an unbelievably important tefillah, not only for the one actually saying it. We all know there was a person saying Kaddish, it's a gewaltige schuss, especially Kaddish Yosem, it's a gewaltige schuss, and as Chazal teach us, somebody says Kaddish Yosem, by actually saying Kaddish, can revert the din of his father, or whoever he's saying Kaddish for his parents, whoever it may be for, that somebody was nidden legehenem, by the son saying Kaddish, can actually make it happen and actually goes to Gan Eden. So it's an extremely powerful tefillah, but not only, we find in the poskim, not only by the one actually saying Kaddish, it's only by the one actually answering Kaddish and say, Amen Ishmei Rabbo, that seems to be incredibly powerful too. Seems to be incredibly powerful at tefillah. So for the one saying it as well, for the ones answering. So there is quite a lot of halachas, and undoubtedly, if one really wants to have the entire zechus and the merit of Kaddish, certainly it's by actually fulfilling all the minutest details of the Kaddish. So let us see what the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah teaches us over here. So if Aleph tells us, Yishlechavim be'anias ha-Kaddish, one should have kavona by answering Kaddish, and over here he's specifically referring to anias, answering of Kaddish. Let us stop here and look into the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph, we saw already that he says, Chazal, kol ha'oine ha'omen yishmeira b'mvor b'chol koich ha'kor le'gzah dinoi, it doesn't only mean physically with strength, it means actually with great kavona. Not only, it shouldn't be just verbalizing it, in his heart, Balimo is not with him. You should have intention as you're listening to Kaddish. One should have kavona. You should know what you're answering to. And then he says, even more so, should be extremely careful. One should certainly not talk during Kaddish Kedusha. As the Masechet Derech Eretz says the following: Rav Chama Ashkech El Elio, bekama alfi gmalim tuunim af v'cheimo leshalem le'elu. Now, I don't fully understand this, but this is an interesting Maimon Chazal, that Chama found Elio, that he had kama alfei gmalim, thousands of donkeys, ta'unim afachemo, which were loaded with anger, leshalem, to give back, to punish for those people who actually talk during Kaddish. So a huge amount of anger, but a huge punishment by people who talk during Kaddish. And everybody who talks during Kaddish, and similarly Kedusha as well, the Pasuk, Loi Oisi Kurosu Yaakov, they have the Pasuk of Loi Oisi Kurosu on those I've called Yaakov. They're not considered, to some extent, Bnei Yaakov, they're not considered Yaakovs, the ones who talk during Kaddish Kedusha. V'kosu v'sefer Chassidim, and the Sefer Chassidim brings a story. It is not very common and frequent in the Mishnah to bring stories. I'm only aware of three places. I'm not a big bocky, but I don't only remember three places that the Mishnah Berurah brings a Maisa. And this is one of the places. Kosa b'sefer Chassidim. Maisa b'chassid echad. The story of a chassid echad. Shera'a, who saw lechassid ache b'moisoi. He saw one great tzaddik, saw another great tzaddik after he's deceased. Pepon of Marikois. and his face of this other person who was in many areas a tzaddik, Pono Merikois, his face was not quite right. Amaloi said to him, Loma Ponecho Merikois, why does his face look like this? Why have you done wrong? I thought you were tzaddik. Why do you look like this? Amaloi said to him, because I used to talk when the chazan used to say Vaychulu on Friday night, Ubiekas Mogen Ovois, and when he used to say Mogen Ovois, Uve Yiskadal and during Kaddish. So he was a tzaddik, he was a chosid echod, he was a chosid, he was a righteous person. However, he spoke during Kaddish and during Vaychulu, and because of that, his punishment was an eternal punishment. Ponyo Moirikos. He had a very, very severe punishment. Another medrash brought down. Shechochem echod nisroel etalmidu bechaloyim. Echochem, etalmid chochem, was seen, appeared to a talmid in his dream. Ve'ro'o, and he saw a talmid shelo kesem b'mitzchot. He had a blemish on his face. Ve'omaloi said to me, b'nimar ero lecho kach. Why do you have a blemish on your face? What happened to you? Omaloi said to him, mipnei shelo isi nizom al edabek shachaz noim ekadesh. I used to talk. I was not careful when the chazan used to say Kaddish, and because of that, he's got a seemingly eternal blemish on his face. Noelam Abba, because he spoke during Kaddish. Even if you're thinking you're just in the middle of, you have to recap your dishush here, or you're in the middle of a ktsois, or you daf yomi, not quite finish your daf yomi, you want to quickly just skim through the page. To think in Divrei Torah also, it's also b'shar shachaz noim kaddish. Look how severe it is. He's not even learning, even thinking and learning, is prohibited doing kaddish. Because one should have great intention when one answers kaddish. It doesn't really make a difference which kaddish, whether it's kaddish yosem or kaddish drabonon, whatever kaddish it is, one has to do these halachas apply. Right, Sif Kotten, Beis Mishnebura, HaKadosh, Nusach HaKadosh. This is, by the way, I mean, I think this is probably without a doubt, we find sometimes people who are very far from Torah Mitzvahs. But when it comes to Kaddish, they're all very makbid. Have you experienced that? Have you seen those people? They're very distant. They will do many, many averas. They will do unfortunately many averas. But when it comes to Kaddish, they'll break walls to say Kaddish for the deceased parents. And this is, pardon? Yeah? It's true, no? So this is, I mean, there's a lot of amaratzes in that, but there's definitely, it's coming from this, and we see that it's really, really, truly, truly an important filler, and a gewaltige schuss. The poskim are actually interesting, the poskim over here, we won't have time to go through that, but the poskim do go into the details of actually the meaning of the Kaddish. I saw how the Mefarshim explained the meaning of Kaddish is on a deeper level. How we long and how we desire for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be misabed, that it increase his kedusha in this world. The law is about the golos that we want the golos ready to finish. We want the golos to start, and we ask the iskadel viskadesh, that the name of the Ribbono should really increase. And this is the depth of the meaning of Kaddish. But the Mishnah Berurah says a big Kaddish, and I wonder what you think about this in Sifkot and Beis. Nusach HaKaddish is Kadel v'Iskadesh. Mishnah Berurah says that the wording of Kaddish is Kadel v'Iskadesh. Shehuset al p'yameko, it's based on the words of the Pasuk. V'Iskadalti v'Iskadashti yo'omu b'Icheskel, l'il milchemes gog u'mogoy. It's based, the words of Iskadel v'Iskadesh is based on words in Icheskel, which is regarding the great war of Gog u'mogoy, which will be lost lovoy. Sha'oz Iskadel, in those days, The name of Hashem will increase, will become great. On that day, Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vayoyimar hadales yiskadel v'yiskadesh b'tzere." The Mishnah Berurah is very particular that one should say yiskadel v'yiskadesh with a tzere, ki hu ivri v'lo targum, because grammatically in Hebrew language it should be yiskadel, future tense. It should increase yiskadel v'yiskadesh. Now, this is, Rabbi Yisai, what's your experience when you look in Sidurim? What does it say?
Patach.
Yiskadal v'yiskadash. Yeah?
I remember my Rosh Hashiva discussing this.
And what did he say?
He was saying, the other Rosh Hashiva used to, Rosh Hashiva was very mucked about this kind of thing. Even he didn't say it with a tzeirah. Right? It was like, kind of, they were saying essentially that it seems to be that they weren't makbid.
Right. Now, you're saying that people are not makbid. What's your experience? Iskadal viskadash, iskadel viskadesh? Iskadel, yes? Both, you've heard both. So that's very interesting, because if you look in the earlier editions of Sidurim, in the early editions, if you look at any random Siddur, which is older than 20 years old, many of the Sidurim which have been printed nowadays, but certainly the Sidurim which have historical value, they're all without fail. They don't say Iskadel. They say Iskadal v'Iskadash. All the Sidurim, they don't say with the Tzeire, they say with the Pasach. And this is throughout all the generations, it wasn't said Iskadel. It wasn't. This is the Mishneh Berurah's own Chiddush, and he feels very strongly for it. But if you look in many of the earliest Sidurim, even the Sidurim had great diktuk, were very particular about its diktuk, and were very careful about its nusach. It doesn't say Iskadel v'Iskadesh. Mishneh Berurah feels very strongly for it, and consequently, many of the very modern Sforim, the Sforim HaMedukdokim, who say that they printed, they've got the nusach meduktek according to the Psokim of the Mishneh Berurah, those Sidurim certainly, they will say the word Iskadel. But otherwise, all the Sidurim, they don't say Iskadel. Yeah.
It seems strange that he's but it's not Targum, but it's Hebrew.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yes, correct. Correct. That's an interesting point. Yeah, that's an interesting point.
I noticed in a lot of places it will bring a tzere where, like, benching in Kedusha of Shachar and Shabbos.
Yeah.
Plenty of places. There are various sachim that they put the tzere throughout the Birkat Shema. And I don't say them because I feel like that's... Like, I wondered if there were two shitters in terms of the grammar.
I don't know about grammar. I'm really not a book in grammar. But all Nusach Ashkenaz, you're referring to Nusach. So even within Nusach Ashkenaz, it's if you look in the, for instance, the Rödelheim or in the all the versions. I checked once in all the versions of Sidurim, and it's very hard to find Iskadel. It's very hard to find Iskadel. But the Mishneh Berurah says, so if somebody does say Iskadel is not making a mistake, he's going according to the Mishneh Berurah. Israeli,
what would they say?
Israeli, it's quite a few million Israelis.
It's grammatically, it's not a million miles from Russian Kurdish. It'd be interesting to see how they...
I'm not enough of a book in grammar I really don't know anything. By all accounts, I don't know much about grammar. There's two Yid and Ezra who would be probably who would be very... very well informed about this, but I imagine there's meanings in both. Okay, the Mishneh Berurah later on also says I'm skipping a few lines. He says Nochon Shiyem Hashliach Tzibur Vas Achas V'lo Yafsik Beinayim Kinoegin Shein Hakol Oymen Omen Ad Shiyem Hashliach Tzibur Omen. There's another point later on. Please hold one second. Later on, Mishneh Berurah says Mevorach should be said with the comments Tachas Habeis and Pasach Tachas Reish. A few diktukim later as well. Fine. These are a few diukims. If you want to analyze more the diktog aspect, there's a few diukim later on in this Mishneh Berurah. Continues the Rama. Lo yafsik bein yehi shmei rabo. I'm going back to the Rama. Lo yafsik, a person should not interrupt between the word yehi shmei rabo and mevorach, should not be interrupted. Should not interrupt between bein yehi shmei rabo and mevorach. And Mishneh Berurah and the Rama continues. One should say Amen Yishmei Rabo with a loud voice. One should try to run. You should try to run to get a Kaddish. So if you are a bit late, just try to run to get a Kaddish. Hagos says the Ramah, one must stand when one replies Kaddish, V'chol Dovar Shebekdusha, anything else which you need, which requires a minion, Baruchu, Kedusha, etc., one should stand. Is that always, is that in Nusach Sfad as well? Because only Ramo. In Nusach Sfad, one stands for Kaddish, Kedusha. You sit. I am. You sit. That's interesting. It fits very nicely.
You are in Ashkenazi minyan.
Right. In Ashkenazi minyan, one should stand.
Depends.
Yeah.
If you already sit, you keep sitting. If not, you standing.
Okay. But in a Sfardi minyan, for Kaddish, any Kaddish.
Not any.
Which Kaddish do you stand?
Arvit.
Ah.
Before Baruch Hu, you
stand. Oh, very interesting. Okay, what about after the Kaddish Tiskabel?
I don't know the difference.
Okay, generally you sit.
And Kabbalat Shabbat, before Baruch Hu, you stand.
Stand. Very interesting. Look at that beat.
During the week, you don't have to.
You don't have to. That's very interesting. Right, that's interesting. Yeah, what are you saying?
And also, if you're, because I'm down in Gibraltar, Sfadi, so if
right.
You're already standing up by the time of Kaddish, can't sit down.
Yeah. You don't sit, right. Very interesting. Yeah. So but if you're sitting, down, that's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, that's just the minhag of the Sfardim. The Ramah says, one should stand. Somebody who comes to shul, and the shul is saying Kaddish, you should answer with them. So the Ma says, if you are missing the first part of Kaddish, and you're just walking in when the people are saying Omen Ish Merabo, you should join the Omen Ish Merabo, although you didn't hear the beginning of Kaddish. If you're a chazan, you also should say Omen Ish Merabo. I mean, not Omen, you should say Yeish Merabo. Yeah, important. Yeah, if you're a chazan, you should say Yeish Merabo as well. And it's a minute as well to say Avaatu Yigdal no Koyach and Zchoyer Chamecho. In the middle of Kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkotan, hey, why should one reply the Omen Ish Merabo loud? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkotan, hey, Bekoil Rom, Shalei Dei Zemos, Oira, Kavona, because if you're saying Omen Ish Merabo loud, you increase the Kavona, Valadei Koil Zem, Mivat, Mispatling Zeus Koshes, and by saying Yeish Merabo loud, you cancel Zeus Koshes, but Gzeris Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael Mikonokim. Nevertheless, lo yitin kolus gedolos. Don't be too loud. She's loitzes to all of the Adam. The people should laugh about you. V'yikolim lechet, and you cause them people to make a chet by laughing at you. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sefkotan Zayin. V'yeish lama, you should stand. Ad achash shesiem omen yesh merabo. Make radin, you could sit down afterward. You may omen yesh merabo. You could really mikra din sit down. Or they say that you must stand throughout the entire Kaddish until the very end. I think that is generally the minhag, Rabbi Yisai. No? Pas Ashkenazim? No. Do you ever sit down during Kaddish? We don't, huh? I think the thing is that that's a shit.
By
Tiskabel,
they sit. Sometimes if you're standing,
you can sit down during Kaddish. Right. This is very much in line with the first opinion over here. Yeah. I think generally, the Ashkenazim minhag is to remain standing. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sef Cotton Tess. Even if you come at the end by the word Omen Yesh Merabo, you should still say with them, you should always join the crowd when they say Yesh Merabo, you should always join the crowd. However, don't say Omen. The Omen Koyal is Kadel, the Shleach Tzibur. Because if you're saying Omen, that must be going on something. So if you miss the first part of Kaddish, and then you join the shul, and they are up to saying Yesh Merabo, don't leave out the Omen, just say Yesh Merabo. But the words of Yesh Merabo Mevorach Shvach Pe'al Nafshu, it's a Shvach on its own. Yeah. Okay. Good. Continues the the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Yud Aleph. The Ramah finished off saying that you should say Ve'atu Yigdal No Koyach Tzarech Hamecha. Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Yud Aleph says Ve'ari Lo Yoytze Sheyoim, but the Ri says one shouldn't say that. Ve'kimat Yem Egam Geim Ve'oy Mashenu Me'atikunim. He said that actually it's very wrong to actually say this. ולכן אין לא אמרו בין השטבח ליוצר יקדש את האביס שבין גודל לתפיל וכל מוקם שעושה להפסיק. Is it any place that actually you should actually not be talking? Better not to say that. I think that the minhag generally is like that. Although did you ever see Sidurim that have you printed in Kaddish? The words ואתו יגדל נו זכר חמכו. You ever seen it? So the Ramah says one should say it. Pardon?
Is it not in between?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's printed in the Sidurim. Have you ever seen it? So the Ari says one shouldn't say it. So that's probably why we don't say it. But there is, the Ramah says one should say it, and there's a minhag, and I've seen Sidurim and Machsoim, we actually have printed it. You ever seen it? Yeah, you have seen it. Yeah. Right, okay. See, base. Kshishlech tzibu oyme yisporach, kol ho'om oyne omein. When the shlech tzibu says yisporach, afterwards people say omein. V'cheng sh'oyme brichu, v'cheng sh'oyme v'imru omein. People say after that, omein. But our minhag says the Mishneh Berurah, says the Ramah, our minhag is not to say Amen Acha is Barach, Veloy Acha Barichu. We don't say the word Amen. Is that how you say it? You say Amen after instead of what we say? Yeah, they say yeah. That's not like the Ramah. That's like the Shulchan Aruch. Veloy Acha Barichu, Veloy Yafsik Ben Barichu Le'elo Min Kol Birchosa. Now when we say Barichu, have you ever heard people saying Barichu Le'elo Min Kol Birchosa? So the Ramah comes to say, don't say that. Don't say Berichu le'elo mikol b'chosa. Just say Berichu, and don't say Berichu le'elo mikol b'chosa. That's exactly what the Ramah said. One shouldn't say. Mishneh Berurah says in Sefkot Yud Beis, Acha yisporach, aval acha yiskadel v'yiskadel shmei rabo aminig lano is omen. He said that the Shulchan Aruch does not mention the fact that you say yiskadel v'yiskadel shmei rabo. We say Amen. That comes from the Rambam, and the Mishneh Berurah actually points out that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. But certainly there is the minhag. No? Everybody says Amen after Sfardim as well?
After?
Yiskadel v'yiskadel shmei rabo. You say Amen as well? Right. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Rambam. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Don't know why. So Sefkot Yud Gimel says after Berichu, don't say Berichu le'elo mikol birchoso. Yeah, you've heard people saying that. You said that you heard Berichu le'elo mikol birchoso. So he said, don't say that. He says you'd say Berichu and stop here. Yeshe toim says the Mishneh Berurah in Yud Gimel shebeshon shashatz oyim Berichu oynim gam heim atevois elu Berichu le'elo. It's definitely wrong to say that. The mashma de mizborich rak le'elo, v'lo le'sito, chas v'shalom. So if you say le'elo mikol b'chosa, what it means is le'elo, b'richu le'elo. Yeah, if you say b'richu le'elo, it means that Rebbeinu Shem should be gebenched le'elo, up there. And that's wrong. You should say b'richu, Hashem is gebenched. Don't say Hashem is b'richu le'elo. Hashem is blessed. Le'elo, up there. So that implies Chatz v'shalom b'no here. Yeah, that's fine. That would be fine. That's what Mishneh Berurah says right here. That Elo she'elo only she'yesh ta'im lo'im magam yikod b'chosa she'im rak b'ichu k'minogenu. He said, as you can say b'ichu le'elo mikol b'chosa, you add on saying a few words, they will be fine. Or you just say b'ichu, that's fine as well. But to say Berichu le'elo, just say le'elo and you stop over here. You heard people saying that? No? So if you just say the word le'elo, it sounds like Hashem is gebenched. Abdel le'elo, because Chas v'shalom not here. So you should avoid that. But generally, I think the minhag is just to say berichu. Okay. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch, and Tziv Gimel ha'oinin ad le'ol me'al mayo bilvah to'im heim, ki osu le'afrit ben al mayo le'izborach. One should continue saying le'ol mayo al mayo. If you stop here, it's wrong. You should carry on. Also, the halfway bin Olmayo is Borach. You should have to continue with this Borach. And now in Sif Dalet comes something which I feel is very not known. And I have a bit of a kasha on the Mishneh Berurah. We're going to be leaving off with this. Rabbi Isai, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. When a person says Kaddish, he says Yisgadel, Yisgadel, and he bows down a little bit. When he says Yesh Mei Rabo, you bow down as well a little bit. You bow down a little bit as well. Berichu as well, and Va'omen as well. 5 times, says Shulchan Aruch, you bow down a little bit. Rabbi Isai, I've noticed that I think that most people don't. Is that true? People do or people don't?
People don't.
People don't, huh? What do you think? People generally, often people don't.
Some people do.
Some people do, and many people don't. Okay, that's also something. It says that I should?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good. It says you should have a little. Yeah. Very good. That's beautiful. Very good. Because one should. Now, it's interesting that the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, actually says that one shouldn't. The Vilna Gaon has got his own approach, and he says that one shouldn't because there's only Ishtachavois, which are in Chazal, and like Shmoyne Essen, you're not allowed to be Moisif Allah. You're not allowed to be Ad. So the Vilna Gaon is his own Mahalach that you shouldn't actually during Kaddish. You shouldn't. And that was the Vilna Gaon. Interestingly, however, although, and I don't have a complete Mahalach, although the Mishnah Berurah normally takes the Vilna Gaon's words very, very strong, and it tends to paskin very, very frequently, like the Vilna Gaon, over here, for some reason, he's completely quiet, and he doesn't mention the Vilna Gaon. He doesn't mention anything on this Seif, in fact. He doesn't approve, and he doesn't not approve. So I'm not quite sure what the Heilig Chofetz Chaim had in mind over here, because I would have expected him to say that the Vilna Gaon actually disagrees, and you don't, but he doesn't mention anything over here, so I'm not sure how he actually held. But it's interesting because you see many people actually don't actually bow down. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman didn't, based on the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman didn't. He felt that he passed kind of like the Vilna Gaon. But I think that many people do, and that's the Pashto Shulchan Aruch. Doch Shulchan points out. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Every single day.
Yeah, many, many times. Doch Shulchan does point out that one shouldn't, you've seen those as well, you shouldn't bow down very deep, very low down. That is definitely not. You shouldn't make a proper key, you should only make a little bit. And that's probably what you're saying, that people who shuckle, so it's a bit like the shuckling, you shouldn't go further than that. Probably that's what Doch Shulchan means, just a little bit. Okay, we'll carry on more on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So we learned about, the following halachas tonight. We said one should have kavona by kaddish, and how important it is. With Mishnah Berurah pointed out what can happen. Chas from somebody who's not makpid on saying kaddish, answering kaddish. The few stories that the Mishnah Berurah shared with us. We then learned about the Mishnah Berurah saying iskadel viskadesh. We also discussed then about one should interrupt. One should say kaddish loud. One should run to get the kaddish. One should stand during kaddish. And if you come to shul and people are already up to Omen Yishmei Rabbah, we should just join them by saying Yehei Yishmei Rabbah. We then learned also that one should say Omen in its appropriate places. We also learned that one should bow down 5 times during Kaddish. We'll carry on that tomorrow.